You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, everyone. It's Sophia. Welcome to Work in Progress. For this episode, I thought it would be fun. Well, we thought it would be fun to flip the script. And honestly, once the idea was floated, it was just taken and I was put in the hot seat. And I am now a guest on my own show. So this is interesting. If you're asking, as a longtime listener who knows me, yes, my palms are sweaty and it's fine. Today on Work in Progress, we are going to answer some questions and see what this whole show looks like from the outside in, because my two best friends, my sistras, my roommates, my pals, Jenny Smart and Vanessa Magos are here. They've hijacked the mics and wish me luck. I had so much fun with them on our first episode, and so many of you asked for them to come back. So we've heard you, they're here, and we had such a good conversation that we've actually decided to break this up into two episodes. I mean, there's just a lot of tea being spilled. What do you want from me? Buckle up, because part one starts now. Welcome back to Work in Progress.
Hey, thanks for having us.
I know. You know,
it's pretty exciting. We're having a margarita. I think this is going to get spicy.
Uh-oh. I won't.
It's a beautiful margarita, too. Mm-hmm.
You see why I'm going to marry him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Huge. Yeah. Big.
Huge.
News.
Huge news.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah. The world knows now, which is
huge
so exciting.
News. Cute, right?
I like that.
I just can't stop staring at that ring.
I mean.
It's also like kind of funny. I was having a conversation with some friends today about how I've relentlessly kept my private life private for almost 20 years. And how like interesting and fun it is to actually share a thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, oh, wow, this is fun. Because my friends don't have to keep secrets and everybody just gets to party.
I actually was like, when I saw the like, you know, time period between when like we found out and the world, I was actually just like, oh, this is like a cool, fun, like public thing. Like, by the way, my parents send all their love. They're very excited.
Hi, this is Smart. I love you.
Yeah, but I was shocked and also super happy that you felt comfortable and happy to share it.
Yeah.
And to own it. That's the other thing. Like, I was like, oh, Soph gets to own this moment instead of it being like, is that a rock on Sophia Bush's finger? Like, is she engaged?
Gross.
Yeah, the questions and stuff. But no, we talked about it last week. I feel like being able to share it in a way that where you're finally like, oh, I get to share my joy with other people. And like, you're allowed to do that. And I think that like, especially in the role you're in, you constantly have to like think about those things where other people don't necessarily have to. And it's, I think as your friend, it was so exciting to get to be excited with you in that way, you know?
Yeah, that felt so fun. Yeah. I think what's interesting too is really being able to understand that the reason I think for me and for so many of like our friends who do, you know, what I do, that it can be really difficult is that if you're a guy and you're like dating, you're experiencing your life, you're figuring it out, people go like, good for him. Mm-hmm. And as a woman, if you date and you see what you're looking for and you have really, or you work on having, I suppose, really high standards, people go like, what's she doing?
Oh, yeah.
And they're so judgmental. And yeah. So I just learned a long, long time ago to not tell anybody about what I was doing. And it was really fun to be like, oh, no, I'm not testing something out. I'm not dating to see if this is what I want. I know what I want. This mm-hmm. is my person. And once you've made a, you know, decision that is that large, it's like, well, yeah, then why wouldn't I tell people?
Yeah.
It was fun to have it be so joyful. I didn't know how freeing it would feel. And it was really fun that everyone else got to celebrate rather than like, I feel like all of you guys, like my most trusted circle, we've been a little bit of a football team. It's like block, defend, don't let anybody in. And now constantly, it's like everybody gets to be in. Yeah. And it's like, it's so sweet.
No, totally.
And like, no one's hanging on or like letting slip a secret that, you
know. Exactly. And you want to make sure that like, are we allowed to say this? Or are you allowed to
like,
say that?
Yes, like is it cool?
Yeah. It's really, it's very fun.
Yeah.
But it was actually very cute because there is a video from us getting engaged.
And oh like, my goodness.
We haven't shared that because that's for us. I mean, we shared it obviously with all of you, but
stunning.
It was,
it's unbelievable.
It's so special. Like I truly can't believe the like level of perfect planning that he did. You know, I grew up like the daughter of a photographer, like imagery is my love language. And I sent it to obviously to our parents and my mom was like, can I send this to your aunt? Or, oh, is that bad? Maybe I shouldn't. Like, it's just so cute. Yeah. I was like, maybe don't like put that out in the world. So we have something that's for us.
Yeah.
But it's very fun.
It's gorgeous. It is a commercial.
What's going on over there? I don't know.
We're by taking the reins.
Okay. I just need the audience, the listenership, our listeners, our whip smarties to understand that I have no idea what we're doing.
Okay.
I just know it's like part two with my sestras, like roommates are back together, mm-hmm. even though now we all live with our significant others. Someday mm-hmm. we'll retire to a farm together. Yes, we'll be fine. Uh-huh. But I don't know what we're doing. So what are we doing?
We're taking it from you. We're actually from now on. Sorry, guys. Yeah, exactly. She's done.
She's this done is her speaking. Last. It is just me and Jenny. Yep.
Me and Vanessa are taking it over.
But we're reflecting. You've obviously, a lot has happened since we did our first interview with you. You know?
Our first official interview with you.
If you think about it, though, it's crazy to see like truly. How much of the podcast has grown and like how much has come of it and what it's like been for you in your life. And it's been so incredible to see all the people that you've impacted through it as well. So it's like been so exciting and we're so proud of you. But now we get to ask you questions, which is so fun.
Ooh.
So I'm going to jump right in.
Okay.
So obviously, you know, you interact with public figures and celebrities on a near daily basis, like me and Vanessa. but outside of us, have there been any guests on Work in Progress that you have been starstruck by?
Oof. Oh, my God. I mean, yes. Let me tell you what. When I interviewed Hillary Clinton and the Zoom opened and she went, hi, Sophia. I was like, that's it. Take me now. I'm
Gotta
done.
Go.
My heart has exploded. It's over. I was like, who do I think I am that this incredible, like, feminist icon, who, by the way, has dealt with a more abusive bullshit than anyone. Oof. It's just like, hey, girl. I was like, this is, I think it was like as big a deal as if like, if you're listening, Beyonce, come on the show. If we ever get Beyonce she's like, I really like your podcast. I think I would spontaneously combust.
I just hold the mic for her the whole time.
I don't think I'd be able to. I'm shaking now just with you guys. Yeah. Beyonce would be like, like I would actually be unconscious. You have to at the end. I'd be like, man, I'm sad I missed that.
Yeah,
sad I was on the
Such
floor.
Such a shame that I died while I interviewed
and
Beyonce.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like that was a really big deal. Interviewing Dr. Kendi, you know, Ibram X. Kendi, who wrote How to Be an Anti-Racist. Like, he is an academic icon. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, look, there's actors who I idolize and admire, and there's, you know, musicians who I think are so cool. But for me, like, my rock stars are academics. Mm-hmm. And to have him come on this show and actually offer me feedback about it, I was like, oh my God, your publicist, like, didn't just put you on the show. You came here and you listened to episodes.
Yeah.
Like,
you wrote a New York Times bestseller that's changing the landscape of mm-hmm. sort of American, you know, identity and empathy and like, hi.
Yeah.
So,
and hey.
Like it took me a good 20 minutes of talking to him to stop sweating. I really do get very deeply
I think
star-struck.
What's been so cool to see as your friend too is that you get this excited for every guest you mm-hmm. have on. You know, like I feel like anytime I'm talking to you and you say what you're doing for the rest of the day and you're like, oh, I get to interview this person, you know, yeah. or I can't believe Gloria Steinem texted me, you know, like you do like fangirl yeah. and it's like, it's really, I love it because there's every person like is exciting to you in a different way and they all bring yeah. something different to the table. And I think that's what's so fun about it. You
yeah,
know?
I've like, never gotten over it.
No, you're like, I get to do this.
Yeah.
Like this is my job, you know?
And anytime I someone shows up, I'm like, really? And actually, Jenny, it's funny because you, I remember, oh my God, our favorite party of the year.
I was going to bring it up.
Having a moment like freaking mm-hmm. out because we saw someone we were obsessed with and you were like, you need to get it together. You are famous. You cannot react like this. And I was like, but I don't feel that way. And I think I'm never going to get over it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't know if I ever will, but it's okay.
But it's like, I also say, but you have the space to not get over it. For me in that moment, I was like, get your shit together because I want to meet this person and you're my way in because if I went up and was acting a fool, they'd be like, why is this person allowed in here? But like with you, I'm like, hello, I'm a totally normal person that you can trust and have a conversation with.
Oh my God. You also always win the night. Like we leave and people are like, your friend is the best. I'm like, honestly, I know.
I try very hard.
Well done, ma'am. No, you don't. You actually don't try hard. You just are yourself. But you are like, the fact that you don't run like the Television Academy is so weird to me because you know more about TV than anyone. And so you can talk to anyone in a room and like, sure, they don't overtly go like, oh, I know her, except that they do because you have a weirdly familiar face and everyone thinks they're your best friend. They're like, we went to high school together. And no. You're like, I promise we didn't. Guys, this is a funny thing about Jenny Smart is that everyone who's ever met her is sure they know her already.
It is that like, it was like kind of funny at first. Now I'm like, I don't even know how to have the conversation anymore. Cause I'm like, we definitely have never met. I don't know how to respond to that. But like, no, you don't know me.
Yeah, you're like, I'm from New Hampshire. Yeah. I promise I didn't grow up.
No, you've never met me.
It's not me.
Yes, it's definitely not me.
It's not me. But it is really fun because like we go to things and by the end of the night, everyone's like, oh, it's so nice to meet you. And shit, your friend is so cool. I'm like, I know, my friends are the best.
Oh my gosh, I'm blushing. That's and also true. We do have a very good time. We know how to go to that event.
Yeah. I will say like we have a really good time. And Vanessa, your spiritual gift is to be so unfazed. Because I'm freaking out and fangirling and Jenny is yelling at me to get my shit together because mm-hmm. while she's not having a like outward response, she's very excited to ask someone about like, you know, season 2, episode 4, what were the writers thinking? Like she has all the details and you are like
very true.
Cool as a cucumber and you just move through the room like a slow motion gazelle and everyone's like, we want to talk to her. Mm-hmm. And we're just both running behind you being like, this is great.
Yeah.
And you manage to pull it all together. I'm realizing in this moment we're a bit like a spider web. Like we couldn't hold up if we weren't all here.
No. That's so cute. It's true. Love that.
Yeah. Whoever thought I would have an endearing metaphor about a spider?
Honestly.
But here we are.
Yeah, here we are. I'm going to take this one, Vanessa, and then you can take the next one only because I feel like it plays into what we were just talking about and how much I love television and television characters. So I'm going to ask you, Sophia.
Oh, God.
Of the characters you have gotten to play, who is your favorite of all time? And after that, piggybacking, what is a character from stage or screen that you'd love to take a crack at?
Okay. You know, it's tricky because I would say there are like episodes, there are moments of things I got to do playing Brooke Davis that I'm like, ugh, that's everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were as like, a geeky, you know, girl who loves stunts and grew up being like such a rough and tumble tomboy. There were moments playing Erin Lindsay where I would get to do some badass stunt sequence. And I was just like, fuck yeah, this is the funnest day. I can't believe this is my job.
Mm-hmm.
I would say like one off if it was like, oh, just drop in, drop out. Because it's hard to pick when you've played someone for years and years and years. But truly like a a one-off moment, I would say playing Alexandria on Easy on Netflix.
Whoa.
Was the most fun because we got to improv.
Right.
Yeah.
And that for me, I'm so obsessive about language, so I can get really like almost like my obsessive compulsive stuff can come out. Mm-hmm. You know, my sort of like little anxious person brain can come out when I'm really trying to be word perfect in a script. So interestingly, like the freedom I found studying a person and coming up with a character like inside and out, but then having like an outline of a scene, no script, and just being able to throw stuff at the wall. It was so fun. And, you know, Jacqueline Taboni is like the most amazing scene partner. And actually, it's really funny. We got engaged 24 hours apart. Grant and I and Jacqueline and her fiance Cass.
I saw that. You guys, what?
It was insane. We thought it was the same day, and then we did the calculus. We were like, no, one day apart. But we were all in Italy, and the four of us went to dinner recently, and we were like, oh my God, Cass and I are the same person, and Jacqueline and Grant are the same person. Yeah. Like, this is so insane.
Yeah.
And we were laughing because we were like, oh my God, of course we had such amazing like on-screen chemistry. Yeah. We were basically like role playing our future relationships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was just the best. And I think, you know, working as an actor, sure, people are good at their jobs, but when you're good at your job and then you're working with someone who's really good at their job, mm-hmm. what you can create, it's like you create like multiples of talent. And I feel like we had that, and it was really fun for me to have it not in something I'd been doing for a long time, mm-hmm. because my brain, again, like my sort of anxiety, my like inner critic presentation is like, well, you've been doing this forever. Like, yeah. you know this character better than anyone. Of course, you've gotten really good at it. Mm-hmm. But to like drop into a place yeah. and just be like, oh no, we were really good.
Well, and it's also a show you were such a fan of going into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's another thing that I think is so special is that you got to go into and be like, I'm already obsessed with all of this.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I get to be a part of this. This mm-hmm. is amazing.
It was so yeah. fun. And I think about, I remember reading about Elizabeth Banks, like being like, I want to be on Modern Family. And yeah. she played like mm-hmm. the drunk college friend in one episode
because yeah. yep.
she was just such a fan. Yeah. That's exactly what oh. I did with Easy.
Yeah.
I was like, this show is the best. I have to be on it.
Yeah.
Literally, I don't care. It could be one scene. Yeah, I just want to go play. And then we did this full episode and it was so fun. And yeah, I think to date, that might be one of, if not my best kind of wow. moment as an actor.
Did not see that coming.
Well. Here we are. And honestly, I must say, like, to the people listening who are part of the community, when the memes were just like, she gives the gays what we want.
Oh my God.
I was like, it is my honor. I am
except for Jess.
So proud to be here.
You gave Jess a heart attack. But,
I'm so sorry.
But yes.
I mean, I love your girlfriend, and I'm sorry I didn't better prepare her.
She was unprepared to see her friend naked on screen. I'll say that. Love you, babe.
I love it.
We love you, Jess.
And then the second part is, what is a character from stage or screen that you'd love to take a crack at? Oh. That's a great question.
Oh,
and I
man.
Honestly feel like all of us should answer that because how fun.
Wait, yeah. No, I want to know for
but
everyone.
But you go first.
I mean, God, that's so hard. Because mm-hmm. There's like interesting small, you know, movies or things that I feel like no one's seen where I go, oh, I want to do that. Like there's multiple roles Kate Blanchett has played where I go, oh my God, I would kill to have done this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the sort of larger scale, like I just want to play a superhero. What are we doing?
I was just like, I was like, literally, I'm like, I would want to play Yelena. Whoa. Belova from Black
God.
Widow.
Oh,
my God.
Florence insane. Obviously kills it. There's no one better. But when it comes to a character that gets Agreed. One, be super badass, but also be funny.
So funny.
And yeah. also emotionally like yeah. connected. It's yeah. like, damn.
No.
Like, that's such a good character.
Totally agree. The whole time, obviously we were all together. The whole time that like we saw Black Widow, that we were sitting watching Black Widow, I was like, oh, it's like the role of a lifetime because it's so funny.
It's
but then you
so
get to
good.
Do stunts and like, uh-huh. oh, man. And I also love that it, you know, it flips a sort of traditional story and especially a comic book universe where for so many years, women have kind of been objectified and like, blah, blah, everybody knows. Mm-hmm. But it's this movie that, interestingly, I'm realizing in this moment, kind of does what like Hillary and I got to do on One Tree Hill. Like these two best mm-hmm. friends that are kind of like sisters. Like we were the love story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't romantic, but we yes. were the love story.
And 100%.
Black Widow really is a love story mm-hmm. between these two female characters, these sisters. Mm-hmm. And I would love it. But it's like no one could be Black Widow better than Scarlett. No one could be Yelena better than Florence. We bow down. She's perfect. So I'm like, who's the next like woman in that world where I could go and be my ultimate like nerdy tomboy self, do stunts, shoot guns, play games, and like have get fun. To act my face off?
Because yes.
it's not easy to have an emotional scene when things are exploding. And like, yeah. I love a challenge.
Oh, so fun.
So it's I would there. Love that.
Yeah,
Vanessa, who do you want to be?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. That's too hard for me.
I think you can jump into there real quick.
Come on.
I really don't
Somebody?
Know.
Anyone. Favorite movie, favorite TV show, favorite character that you're like, damn. Like, that gets you excited. Maybe that's just me being a nerd, but like, characters get me excited.
Yeah.
I totally get that, and I feel the same way, but I've never, like, seen myself in it, I guess, in that way.
Fair enough.
I don't know. I can't think of one that I'd feel
We're
like.
We're going to come back to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we'll come back to
You're
it.
You're going to ruminate on that. Yeah. And then you please take the
We're
lead
We're
going to
be in the middle of a point in like 30 minutes and yeah. Vanessa's going to go, oh my
I'm
God.
Gonna, like, I'm going to think of it. I'm going to uh-huh. be like, that's who it is.
Yes.
Well, we kind of, I feel like we kind of answered that next question. I'm curious, this isn't on here, but I'm curious the transition from like the role you play on Work in Progress and like hosting to then like going on set and playing this role and being in a completely different thing. Like, what is that balance like for you? Like jumping back and forth between those.
You know, what's really interesting. I thought about this recently. I really love my job. Like I love being a storyteller. And when I really feel connected to a character, like good God, I feel so connected to Sam. Mm-hmm. And everything about her gives me a way to be expressive more fully as a person. And I think the thing that's always created like a little bit of dissonance for me, I mean, look at us, look at our friend group. We know each other so deeply. We show up in such like truly connected, intimate ways. Mm-hmm. Like think about the number of people over years who are like, how do I create a friend group like your friend group? And mm-hmm. we each get that question.
Yeah.
So the cognitive dissonance for me, the thing that always has been really hard is that in our inner circles, we each get to be exactly who we are. Yeah. And then I'll go out in the world and people treat me as though what I do is who I am. Mm-hmm. And it makes me feel really reduced. And it's often very critical because people are criticizing a product, but they treat you, they treat me, they treat entertainers like products.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's really hard. It's like very emotionally taxing. Mm-hmm. And what I realized in stepping into the space with the podcast, which basically was, oh, I'm going to take every cool activist conversation I'm in private rooms and let anyone who cares to listen to them listen. Yeah. Anyone who wants to like learn, explore, be challenged, feel challenged, mm-hmm. like all of the things. I feel like this is a great way to sort of spend the privilege of the rooms I'm in.
Yeah.
And what I realized is it actually enabled me to be more completely myself in public. Because it's not about me, it's about the guest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's also about empathy and curiosity and a willingness to change your mind when you get more information. Yeah. And it's not a commodity. It's like an intimate space. I genuinely feel like I'm inviting people into my living room.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what it's done for me and I know what it's done for them. And I really feel like it has, in the way that people meet me now, I feel like they actually see me like a human, not like a product.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's crazy because it's been so incredible for me. And then people tell me how incredible it's been for them. Mm-hmm. You know, people will say, I didn't know how to talk to my parents about this issue until I heard this. And then I asked them to listen to this episode with me. Like, that's the highest compliment of my life.
Yeah.
It's so much better than someone saying, oh, I like this character you played.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is fabulous.
No, and it you can also do that. And that's what's so incredible about what you do is, but they just look very different. And I think it's been so awesome to see because you're probably the smartest person I know. And truly. Same. And the amount of people that I know that go to you or go to your Instagram or go to your Twitter to educate themselves on things because you are actively pursuing people who are actually experiencing these things and you're asking them the questions and then you're sharing them with your audience. You know, it's like, it's so incredible to witness that. But yeah, I really do. Like you said, I feel like people are actually getting to, like, the curtain's been lifted and they're able to sit down with you and, like, what that's meant for your fans too, that have gotten to follow you and learn from you. And, like, even for me, you're one of my best friends, but I listen to the podcast and I'm like, oh, I learned something new today. And I learned with you, you know, because I get to hear you be like, and like, that's been so, so incredible. But
that's so cool.
Do you feel like, have you felt like your fan base is like, come on that journey with you and like really like learned a lot through those experiences? Like you said, like you hear from people being like, I had this conversation because of that episode. Or
yeah, I definitely feel like a lot of people have. It's interesting. More recently, I feel like it's a little less. I feel like getting back into work and like, are we opening? Are we not? What's happening in the world? Oh God. Like there's so much stress. I feel like people have a little less time. But what's actually been interesting in the last couple of weeks is we've gotten messages from people saying, you know, things got really hectic and I kind of fell off. And then I was feeling really overwhelmed and I went for a walk and I listened. I picked up where I left off. I listened to an episode and it did this for me. It did that for me. And that to me, I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. So, you know, it's not lost on me that anyone choosing to listen is giving me the gift of their time. And I see that this sort of like pathway to a more gentle curiosity and like a permission for us to just be together.
I know what it
does for me and I see what it's doing for other people. And so I really do hope that it's the kind of place that people always know they can come home to.
Oh, I like that. I love that. What an ending to that question.
You know, I have some strong feelings about it.
That's so nice. I guess this is a good question to kind of follow up on that one because it has to do with the fans. What would be, like, you know, their reaction to you and what's the most unexpected fan interaction you've ever had and why?
Okay. So twofold. Because one is like such a reality check that, you know, we all have a little bit of imposter syndrome, like what is happening? And this is such a rare thing that could happen to a human and I still can't believe it happened to me. First, that I got to be in Incredibles 2 because I'm the biggest Pixar fan on planet Earth and Incredibles is my favorite Pixar movie ever. And then I did the movie and, well, I guess it's twofold. Like Brad Bird saying, I love your voice. Will you come be in my movie? I was like, hello? What? Sir? What? Like,
can I couldn't scream my voice at you?
Yeah, thank I was like, you. I couldn't get over. I was also like, this was obviously way pre-COVID, and I was in a restaurant on the West Side when I got the letter, and I started screaming, and like people thought something was. People like, I was like, I'm so sorry. It's really good news. It's good news. I'm screaming. It's good news. So that was crazy. And when the movie, you know, was coming out, there were all these exciting things happening, and there's this big, like, incredible event in New York. And they asked me if I would go and present an award to Brad Bird. And I was like, this is so nuts. Yes. Like, okay. And I was like, was everyone else busy? Like, that was obviously my first thought. But I was like, sure. And I honestly think him and his wife were just like, she loves this movie so much and isn't over it. And everyone else is over it. And so like, maybe let's ask her. Because everyone else is like, yes, we do this for a living. And I'm still 20 years into my career. Like, I can't believe I get to be here. So I you know, I go out and there's a, sometimes at events, you guys know, like they have that backstage zone where they do portraits. There's like a little, a photographer comes in and sets up a portrait studio because they want to photograph everybody who's coming and presenting and attending and blah, blah. And I went, they said, you know, can you come to the portrait studio? And so I go back there and I'm like, this is cool. And, you know, I got to stand up really straight and like this dress is really tight. You know, I'm having all the self-conscious moments. And Barry Jenkins is getting photographed. And he's just like one of the directors I most look up to. I'm in awe of what he does. And he also is in the suit that is so fly. And I'm like, Barry fucking Jenkins, this guy is so cool. So I'm just like standing off to the side, probably like wide-eyed with a big smile on my face, waiting for him to be done because then I'm supposed to go. And he finishes and the photographer's talking to him. Hey, great. Thanks. Blah, blah, nah, nah. And I start to walk in and I'm like, hello. And I said, you know, I'm just going to, hi, you know, so nice to meet you. I was like, you know, my name's Sophia and I'm so thrilled we're bumping into each other in this moment. Barry, I'm such a huge fan of yours. And he goes, I am a huge fan of yours. I really admire not just your career, but what you've done with it.
Boom.
And wow. I literally was like, I've burst into particles.
Yeah.
I don't exist anymore. It was like, I was so unprepared for that. And we just stood there and we were holding, because we'd been shaking hands. And then, you know, when you just hold hands, we were like holding hands, looking at each other. And I was like, Barry Jenkins never let me go.
Yeah.
It was so incredible. And I realized it was weird because I just didn't expect a person who I am a fan of to be a fan of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because I've lived most of my career on location away from the industry, I don't know a lot of people in the industry. I've not met a lot of people in the industry. It's just like me and the construction guys and the grips and like the transport mm-hmm. drivers going out for beers,
yeah.
like going to baseball games. Like I don't interact with other like Hollywood people. And it really meant a lot to me that he was kind enough to take that moment. So that was like a crazy, that was a fan interaction with someone I'm a fan of. And I will say that, you know, over the years I've had so many incredible experiences with people and the kindness. Mm. There's a young woman named Haley who I've now been in touch with for, I mean, my God, over a decade, mm-hmm. who I first came to know because she would post about being in treatment for really aggressive Lyme disease. She really went through a hard time. And her mom would make these little paper doll cutouts of our One Tree Hill characters mm. to put on her IV bag in the hospital.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
And she would tweet about it. And I'm obviously obsessively checking social media because I'm just like reading news articles. And I would see these things and I was like, God, how cool. And then then her mom was doing it for Chicago PD. Mm. And then I can't explain it. I just felt like this was such a special human. And we wound up getting in touch and turned out, there was like an industry she was really passionate about that we had a friend working in, Elizabeth Cott, and Elizabeth hired her as a summer intern because I was just like, I can't.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. It was just weird. I can't explain it. Like there's millions of people who I've interacted with mm-hmm. and every once in a while you go, oh, I'm supposed to be here with this person mm-hmm. right now. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I've had the flip side of that, which is gross. Like we yeah. had a girl in North Carolina. You weren't there, V, but Jenny and I, like there was a year where there was a girl who was like pretending to have cancer so she could come to the set of our show.
It was really dark.
And it was like really dark and it really honestly broke my heart. And it yeah. kind of was like, I was like, oh, I don't want to become a person who doesn't trust people.
Yeah, but,
it
rocked a lot of our worlds because we all kind of went out of our way to.
Yeah. Like our cast, our crew, our producers, people mm-hmm. really like put themselves on the line to do work for someone.
Yeah, that was rough.
And I think interestingly, like, you know, sweet Haley was like the universe being like, no, don't give up. And we're still in touch. And I just think the world of her. Mm. And like for a person to say, I am in a moment of suffering and you're helping.
Mm-hmm.
Like it cuts really deep. Like it really reminds you of how fortunate you are if you can create, whether by interacting or just by making something for someone, if you yeah. can create respite for mm-hmm. anyone. And similarly, I had that experience doing USO tours and like mm-hmm. going to Air Force bases around the world and mm-hmm. meeting, you know, service members and their families and their kids and realizing that there's a, you know, a network mm-hmm. that exists just for these places of TV shows and like how lucky I am that mine was one so I could entertain people who mm-hmm. are halfway around the world from everyone they love. Yeah, I don't know. I've really had some unbelievable experiences, but I will say, like, in the social media age where it's so deeply uncomfortable again to like, hi Maggie. In case anyone hears jingling, that's my dog's collar. It can be so deeply uncomfortable to be treated like a thing and not a person. Yes. Like people will stick mm-hmm. their cameras in your face and they'll take videos of you while you're eating. Yeah. And like it really affects me mm-hmm. being a sensitive person. Now in this like deeply digital age where everything goes on the internet.
Yeah.
When I meet a person, especially like someone who's holding their iPhone in their hands, who yeah. just wants to say, hey, I loved this. Can I shake your hand? Mm-hmm. And then they leave. And I'm like, oh.
They didn't ask for a picture.
Yeah. They didn't ask for like a story. They didn't ask me to like FaceTime their sister, by the way, which can all be nice.
Yeah.
But when someone says, no, I don't want something from you. Mm-hmm. I just want to tell you something yeah. and then leave. It's like, it startles me every time mm-hmm. it happens. And every time it happens, I'm like, you're so nice.
Yeah, it's like refreshing.
yeah, because it's yeah. just like, it's an interaction for us. Mm-hmm. It's not an interaction for anything or anyone else.
No.
And it's definitely made me full circle in moments like shaking hands with Barry Jenkins. Be like, don't ask him for a selfie. We're not doing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're just going to shake hands and we're just going to have the moment. Granted, I'm talking about it on the podcast. And Barry, if you're listening, you're perfect. But it's even reminded me of like when I meet my idols to just be yeah. in the moment.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually really grateful. Like I don't know if the people who've done that for me thought like I'm teaching her a lesson, but yeah, they have. And it's been yeah. really, mm-hmm. it's a thing I'm really grateful for.
Yeah. I love that.
It's a really long answer to your question, but I have no, lots
but I
of
think
thoughts.
It's a good one. I think that's a great response to that kind of a question. Thanks. Cause like I've been with you for a lot of interactions, some good, some not so great. You know, some really funny. I actually just remembered the other day, the Killmans night.
Oh my God.
And I started laughing so hard because like that was so wild in so many ways. And like it would end up being totally fine. But it was like a situation once again where like I had been around Sophia long enough to see a lot of people are well-intentioned, but all, like you said, forget that you're a human being. So a lot of the times it's like you can't see them for some reason when they're like, you're standing right in front of them. They're like point at you or like scream about you or like take out their phone. And in this one moment, it was like I snapped for the first time and we were in line getting ice cream and like maybe like five people ahead or behind us spotted Sophia, which is very exciting. And they got very excited, but instead of just coming over and saying hi, they just started like pointing at her, like truly like they were at the zoo and they saw like an endangered like species. And I literally lost it. And I just like went crazy and like pointed right back, like very intensely of like, she's right here, guys. Like you found her. Like just was like, it was super, but it ended up being like a very fun, good time. But like that was probably my first time that I was like, oh, this is just like nonstop and wild. And it was kind of also, I think, a wake up call probably for them to be like, oh, yeah, like she has eyes and also has the ability to hear and see us. And we should probably treat her like a person.
I also love that you're like, I went crazy. I'm like, you were so funny and polite, but you did. You just like,
she started a little bit.
Like kind of like doing the cartoon version yeah. of what they were doing and being like, oh my God,
yeah,
she's right here. Yeah. Like, it was like the Price is Right. And everyone wound up laughing.
Yeah, it was like a great time.
You
but
really
I was
diffused
like,
it well, but I was very amused and grateful
mm-hmm.
in that moment. And I will say like, shout out to Killwinds because it's my favorite ice cream shop in Wilmington. And the people who worked there, we were all on a first name basis because I went almost every day. And they were like, we looked up and realized all our friends who were like serving ice cream and making the waffle cones were like dying laughing. And it yeah. just turned into a thing where everyone was laughing. And I've certainly had interactions with people that haven't turned into something funny. And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yes. You really nailed it because you made everybody laugh.
Well, also at the end, it's like everyone got pictures. We all said hello.
Totally.
But it was like, I don't know why. I just like couldn't at that moment handle. I like lost my mind a little bit. And I was like, this is wild.
Because you don't actually, I will say, like, you don't realize how weird it feels until it happens to you.
Yes.
And I certainly understand there's probably people listening, rolling their eyes, being like, oh yeah, I bet it's that bad. But when it happens to you, you're like, oh, this is actually really, really weird and uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable.
And I didn't understand that this would be uncomfortable until I experienced it. And so it was kind of cool in that moment to have you be like, I can't handle it. I was like, cool, it's not just me. It's not just me. I was like, great.
And listen, I've been the other person. I mean, I don't
obviously
know that I've reacted.
So have I. Yeah,
it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, well, we understand, like, I've definitely frozen. I mean, I can't say I've like been quite as like outlandish with like, but like we all think we're being coy of being like, oh my god, look over there, it's like so and so, and then the other person's like, what?
Everyone is human, and you have those moments where you just want to be respectful. I mean, I was seated next to Beyonce, Jay, and Blue at lunch one day, and I blacked out. Like, I don't know what happened.
You ordered?
No, I ordered lemonade. I've never ordered lemonade a day in my life, and I ordered lemonade. Oh. And then they said they didn't have any, and I was like, I'll have iced tea. And I was with a few of our friends, and they started bringing drinks, and I grabbed one and started drinking it. And our friend Cameron goes, Vanessa, what are you doing? And I go, I'm drinking my iced tea. He goes, that's my beer. I honestly couldn't even taste.
Like, actually couldn't function.
I literally could not function.
Fully lost.
That's the only time in my life that's happened to me.
Wow. I don't think, I mean, I think about the fact that that happened to you at least once a month. So I don't know how you were so cool about it.
Oh.
No. That's a shocker.
That one's
like that. Yeah. That's,
but when you're in that space where you're like, I actually
no, but do you know what I'll say?
Do this.
I've been in like with you or like in other situations at events where we get to go to these amazing events and it's so awesome. And I've been around Beyonce and Jay before and been fine, but they had two security guards like sitting right next to them and they kept staring at us every move
we
made. And so it made me feel very nervous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that just like spiked everyone's adrenaline. I was literally drinking a beer and I was like, iced tea.
Well, one of the things I thought was the funniest when you like came home and told us that story was you were like, obviously we're all on our phones every single second of the day because we work on them. We like use them as cameras, whatever. And you were saying that every time you picked up their phone, the security guards like kind of got out of their seats. And you were like, I'm not trying to take pictures of them.
Gave us a death stare. I was like, honestly, just was needed to look at anything else.
Like, I'm trying not to look at her. So I'm checking my email. Like,
I can't.
Help.
Oh, man.
I don't know what I would have done in that.
No, but those are like when you know you're not supposed to bring attention, that makes it even worse. Because you're like, everything I do, I'm just thinking about it.
Well,
you
like
think
some,
I'm thinking about it.
You know I'm thinking
about it. Yeah, like
when someone's like, the one thing I'm going to tell you right now not to think about is cookies.
Yeah.
Immediately your brain is like a dancing cookie commercial.
Yeah, it's like I can't look. You can't like move.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's a weird, weird town.
I'm really glad it wasn't me, Vanessa. I'm glad
weird town.
You. You were much better at being stoic than I am. Could you imagine if at that lunch I'd been like, in case you're ever interested, I have a podcast. Like,
do you maybe want to come on here?
It would have been so hideous. Yeah, no. I'm glad I wasn't there.
Everything would have been rough.
Oh, man. Especially because so many people, when they meet me, are like, huh, you're pretty liberal for your family. I'm like, I am not. My dad is from Canada.
Yeah.
I am not related to the former president of the United States. I do not come from whatever Texas money that's not my life.
Yeah.
Like,
that's not me.
It's a different situation.
It's a different situation, but it throws people in the industry. They're always like, huh, you know, because by the way, Jenna, who's so lovely, Jenna Bush is a host on, GMA, right? What's wrong with me? The morning show. I think it's Good Morning America. Anyway, not the point. She's so nice, but like, I think because she's also on TV and like we're around the same age and she also has brown hair, everyone's just like, wow, you must really be the black sheep of your family. And I'm like, I'm from a family of immigrants, so I have nothing to say about this. But nobody knows what to do with me when they meet me and they don't know.
And they don't know.
Well, this was a lot of fun. Do not forget that this is just part one of my conversation with my sister as my roommates, my besties, Jenny and Vanessa. Before we go, I just want to thank you all for listening and supporting Work in Progress.